their customers are saying.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Everything we do makes a difference at Longfence.
605 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline, Maryland Beltway. Topside, let's get you from College Park and around to 270 volume now as you head between Colesville Road and George Avenue. And a lot of this is focused on the inner loop side of the Beltway. You'll see a lot of flashing lights right at the exit for Georgia Avenue. That's where you have an accident, one reported to be overturned. Now, as far as the inner loop, your travel lanes are open, and I'm not seeing any delays, but you'll see that as well as you come around that curve. So everyone be careful at George Avenue with the crash on the inner loop side on that exit ramp. On 270, here we come through Urbana, again 109. That's where I see some of these pockets of heavy delays just starting to form, but nothing reported there. Been relatively good, quiet start to this morning commute. 66, love it. Looks great coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Capitol Beltway. A little bit of volume 95, Dale City, again in Lorton. Backlick Road and Edsel Road, reports of a crash in that intersection. Metrorail Green Line train single tracking between U Street and George Avenue, Petworth through the morning rush hours. They do emergency track repairs. Know someone with drug or alcohol problem? Well, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rainy Friday, heavy rainfall slowing some of us down this morning. We'll continue to head on through the day with most of us getting pretty good soaking of rain, falling temperatures. Highs for the day will occur this morning near 50 this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze. Colder night tonight, some late day rain, maybe some snow tomorrow. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 59 in Gaithersburg, 64 in Washington. Funerals, investigations, and grief, the latest in the aftermath of the Florida school shooting. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on this Friday morning. Hey, joining us at 7:05 in about an hour will be former FBI agent Ron Hosko. At 7:35, we'll talk to our correspondent in South Korea, Steve Kostenbaum. We'll talk to him about the Olympics, obviously. And at 8:05, we're joined by Gary Aldridge, also a former FBI agent. We'll speak to both Ron and Gary about the FBI's role in that shooting in Florida and what did or did not happen, or what should or shouldn't have happened. And I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
Four bills yesterday, four immigration bills went to the Senate's test. All four failing this week when they were, as the Senate tried to, this final week before they're heading out, they're leaving. But they wanted to consider immigration bills ahead of this March 5th deadline for DACA. And the president, remember, had put forward this immigration plan that had four planks to it, offering amnesty, citizenship to 1.8 million people, contracting chain migration to immediate family members eventually, and then also getting rid of the diversity visa lottery and seeking to build that wall. That was all put into a package yesterday. That Trump framework was put into a package by Chuck Grassley, and it's the one that got the hardest hit. Just 39 people in the Senate voting for it, 60 voting against. Meanwhile, other plans that were coming forward included a John McCain plan alongside Senator Coons that would have just been for DACA and for the border, failing 52-47. A Toomey plan, which penalized sanctuary cities, that failed 54-45. And then there was this compromise bill, the Rounds-Kings bill that was put forward. And the president criticized it yesterday in a tweet. The Schumer-Rounds-Collins immigration bill would be a total catastrophe, he wrote. DHS says it would be the end of immigration enforcement in America, creates a giant amnesty, including for dangerous criminals, doesn't build the wall, expands chain migration, keeps the visa lottery, continues deadly catch and release, and bars enforcement even for future illegal immigrants. Voting for this amendment would be a vote against law enforcement and a vote for open borders, the president wrote. If Dems are actually serious about DACA, they should support the Grassley bill, which was, again, his framework. Now, that Rounds bill would have given Trump $25 billion for the wall, which is what he wants, but over the course of 10 years. It wouldn't be right away. It'd be over the course of 10 years. It would have limited chain migration to Dreamers, but not for the Dreamers, rather, but not for other illegals. They would have kept their chain migration intact. It would have kept the diversity visa lottery, and it would have set the priority for the Homeland Security to deport only criminals and national security threats if they entered the country before June 30th of this year. Meaning, what happens between now and June 30th that legislation had passed? It would be a free-for-all to get into the United States so that you're never a priority for deportation. So this is nuttiness, and of course it was voted down. So the Senate coming to no agreement on immigration, and we predicted this at the beginning of this week, Mary, that all of this back and forth was going to lead to nothing. Mitch McConnell was saying, hey, you think you can get the 60 votes? Try it, baby. And nobody could. And now nothing has passed the Senate.
Wait, so where does this leave the Democrats and DACA? Because remember, this was all to beat the president's deadline of March 5th, that we had to decide what we're going to do with the DACA recipients because it starts to expire and people are going to lose their status and going to have to leave the country. They're going to have to pack it up and go. And that's why we had this rush to see if they actually could do their job. Now they don't have an answer. So their March 5th is right around the corner. Now there is a judge in New York who ruled that President Trump can't just end DACA, which I'm not a lawyer nor a judge, but even I understand that he can, just because he doesn't like the color of the pen in which President Obama signed it. That is it, because it's not a law. It's an executive order, and executive orders can be overturned. So I'm willing to bet that the administration is fast-tracking that appeal. And if they have any luck, it will be before March 5th that they do get some kind of resolution to that answer. So it looks to me like the Democrats are kind of playing chicken here with that. Well, either that, or they are so sure that they can tie this up, this repeal of DACA, up in the courts, that they're not worried that their DACA people are going to be protected by tying this up in the courts, which is what they often do.
All right. So there's a couple things I think that the president made a mistake on here in this entire debate. One of them is to offer amnesty first, to put as a part of a four-plank package a 1.8 million citizenship amnesty. He has DACA as his leverage. Why is the starting bid the one that you think is the agreement position, right? Why is that? Why do you come to the end point with the opening bid? You shouldn't. You should offer something that's tougher and then compromise and then get to that point if that's where you're willing to go. But your public offer shouldn't be 1.8 million people for citizenship. And the other thing is the March 5th deadline. Why do Democrats think that they can win on chicken here? Because the president himself and the White House has signaled, if we get there and we don't have something, the Dreamers shouldn't have to worry anyway. They've said this before. And they've suggested that the March 5th deadline is a little ambiguous. This game of chicken that the Democrats are playing, they're playing because they have the ammunition to play it. And the court cases that you just mentioned are clearly going to hold this thing up for now. So there's a lot of people in Washington who just simply believe March 5th, that doesn't really mean anything. It's a ceremonial date on the calendar right now.
See, and I'm going to disagree with you. I was with you. We had this discussion about President Trump and why did he give them, you know, more than what they asked for and gave them citizenship, a path of citizenship for 1.8 million. Like, why did he do that?
Yes.
And I said, maybe we'll see the wisdom of this down the road, because there's plenty of times that the president does something and I don't get it. But clearly he's far smarter than I. I think the reason he did that was because he knew that the Democrats were never going to give him any kind of border protection, that any kind of immigration control, and he knows that it's very popular with the American people. Poll after poll after poll has shown that Americans want immigration under control. So he now has shown them to be the hypocrites that they are.
Right, but why give it a deadline of March 5th then? Because, I mean, obviously you're trying to keep the calendar tight, right? But what you're going to do is, in the end, if you're just going to roll over on March 5th, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't roll over. Maybe they start deporting everybody. I don't think that's going to happen. But if you're giving yourself a deadline, you're basically building a time bomb here, because even if you're going to prove that Democrats aren't willing to play ball because they're just doing everything for electoral purposes, you've boxed yourself into a corner. I don't I will see. I'm holding my breath on the wisdom of this. Because and meanwhile, you've got Ted Cruz, who's objecting to the president's proposal, among others, making this argument. Listen.
For the Senate right now, I think they don't make any sense at all. We should not be granting citizenship to people here illegally. For whatever reason, you've got a whole lot of Republicans eager and to propose granting citizenship for 1.8 million people here illegally.
Eager. I still think they should have just withheld that if they wanted to get it to a compromise position. But they didn't. Mary thinks it's wisdom. I am worried.
I have faith. In our president.
All right. 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Do we want to begin with Metro Rail because it's a pretty big deal. They have emergency track repairs going on. And through the morning rush hour, they expect to have these Green Line trains only single tracking between U Street and George Avenue, Petworth. So expect delays on those Green Line trains. Now, out to the roads we go. Friday morning, a little bit lighter than normal, but we do have rain and drizzle. So that definitely will be an issue. You want to keep your speeds down. Have a crash on the exit ramp on the inner loop Maryland onto Georgia Avenue, but you can get through it. I'm not seeing any delays, but be cautious as you come around that curve to go onto Georgia Avenue. Now on the outer loop side, you can see a lot of those flashing lights on the other side of the beltway, so slowing us a bit here from New Hampshire Avenue now to Georgia Avenue, but that's really about it. 95 still good, no delays getting down to the beltway. Virginia 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, seeing some of that volume. 395 still really good time to get going, just a little bit stop and go through Landmark, and again briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, that's WMAL Weekend Weather Channel Forecast.
All right, rain today, morning high of 62 degrees with temperatures falling to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, and then it'll become cloudy with periods of rain later in the day. Snow may mix in at times, and a high of 37 then. It's 62 degrees in the nation's capital right now, 617 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Let's talk a little bit about the Olympics. Lindsey Vonn, obviously, one of the more famous figures in all of this. And I was struck by a piece I saw overnight or yesterday in Hot Air, writing that Lindsey Vonn would like to compete against the men in skiing. I've covered a number of cases here involving gender-bending questions in the world of sports, mostly because I find the subject endlessly fascinating, Jazz Shaw writes. It's a complicated issue, particularly when you consider the ongoing question of females competing against males, or these days, having women or girls compete against transgender girls who are actually men. We've seen that in everything from track to MMA, just wild scenarios there. He says the reason he brings this up again is that because Lindsey Vonn has had a request in that's been denied regularly for some time now to be allowed to go up against the men in the Olympics. Lindsey Vonn would like to do that. Her request, he notes, has been refused thus far, though it is under consideration by the International Ski Federation, but they won't be deciding until the spring. I wonder if this shouldn't be permitted. I mean, we've seen some of it in other sports. Danica Patrick in racing, of course, has done this. I wonder if there shouldn't be some permission for women to be able to be involved in male sports. It feels like it's cheating to go the opposite direction, to include men in physical sports with women. But for women to be in men's sports, if they can compete and win, why not? There's a part of me that's kind of for that.
Yeah, I think, though, if you say that if women can compete in men's sports and win, you how do you not go the other way with it? I get why you wouldn't go the other way with it. I understand it. But it just doesn't seem fair to the guys, then, if there are women that can beat them, to allow those women into the competition.
Why wouldn't it be fair, though?
Well, then why wouldn't it be fair to open it up the other way, too?
Because all of the available evidence, which is abundantly clear, suggests that it is a gross disadvantage to put a male into a female sport that's about physicality.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. I just don't think it's fair. You either got to separate it out or just allow a free-for-all. In my book, I just don't think it's fair to the guys, then, if there are women who can beat them, to allow the women to go in there.
Yeah.
Because there are men that can be women, but we're going to keep them out of the women's competition?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's nice to have cleaner lines. I mean, Lindsey Vonn wants to compete against the men. I think it's interesting. I mean, the nice thing about skiing is it's an individual sport anyway, so you could just compare times and go back and be like, yeah, she would have beat all the guys. Like, you don't even really have to actually put her into the competition to assess. You know, you just use the scoring. But still, it's an interesting thought experiment. I'm less offended by the notion, you know. Granted, there are some sports that women should not be involved with men in, even if they're capable of competing.
MMA, like wrestling.
Like MMA. Like the, okay. Yes, exactly. I mean, we should not throw Ronda Rousey in a rink, inside the octagon with men. It just is not in any way sensible.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, some of these sports, though, it'd be interesting to see. It'd be interesting to see Lindsey Vonn go up against some men in competition like that. She wants to do it. She's pushing for it. We may see that soon, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that for like a charity or something like that, but I don't know if it's an official competition.
Oh, there you go. All right. Meanwhile, speaking of the genders, same-sex skating. You know, we have pairs in skating and ice skating and figure skating. And the example of this was the 2007 movie Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell and John Heder. From Napoleon Dynamite, the two of them like skating around together as a couples pair.
Yes.
Well, there's this USA Today writer who's speculating about when we could get there, and says, you know, why does it still seem like that's light years away? We have all this tolerance and understanding of the LGBT community now, so why not? Why don't we move into a situation where we allow figure skating to be same sex in competition? And I, you know, again, now we get into an area where I think this may be grossly unfair. If you have two men, like physically capable men skating against two physically capable women of some kind, don't the men just win every time? I mean, who's going to pull off the bigger jumps? Who's going to pull off the bigger, like the bigger everything, the physicality? I mean, forget like the same sex versus heterosexual thing. The actual competition. Don't the men just dominate?
No. I think the women are more flexible. The men are going to be harder to lift. I can see where the women might be able to pull it out.
All right, all these tricky questions in 2018. 622, rather, on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Arlington or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
If you stand
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. There was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888 400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
625 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this update sponsored by Tax Doctor. All right, Friday morning commute, a little bit lighter than normal here as we come in from the west on 66. Greenway Toll Road still off to a pretty good start despite even the rain and the drizzle out there this morning. Metro Rail riders, heads up please on the Green Line. They are single tracking between U Street and George Avenue Petworth due to emergency track work. And they say this will go through the morning rush hour. So Green Line commuters definitely going to see some effect to this with delays. Metzl Road, Backlick Road, that's where we have a crash in the intersection. Watch for police to get you through. Just a brief delay if you stick with it. 395, just a little bit of volume in Landmark. And again, right now as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, that's where I see some of that volume onto lower 14th Street and also onto the freeway. Freeway lanes all reported open there. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rainy Friday, heavy rainfall slowing some of us down this morning. Get it head on through the day with most of us getting pretty good soaking of rain. Falling temperatures. Highs for the day will occur this morning near 50 this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze. Colder night tonight. Some late day rain, maybe some snow tomorrow. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 62 degrees at Reagan National, 626 on WMAL.
Well, there's yet another scandal coming out of the White House. Would you like to know what it is?
Oh, this please.
This one involves, believe it or not, Mike Pence, our vice president, who seems to manage to stay out of, above the fray. He's not involved in anything. He's always, you know, he always has that demeanor, very, very professional. Well, intrepid CBS White House reporter Jacqueline Alamany saw the vice president at CBS on Pennsylvania Avenue and 19th Street on Valentine's Day. And it seems that she caught him in the act of buying his Valentine's Day gift at CVS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. And then what did she do with that information?
Well, she did not. She said she would not spoil what the contents of the gift are. And she also, though, of course, tags the second lady in her tweet. So that now the vice president's wife, Karen, now knows that he bought her gift at CVS.
Yeah, you're not supposed to reveal that.
Yeah, well, she revealed on Thursday morning, the day after, that the cashier told her, because we do actually have investigative reporters in D.C. She then followed up with the cashier and found out that the vice president bought pink roses.
Oh, there's deep meaning in that. You're supposed to buy red roses if you love someone. What does pink mean?
I don't know, but she was concerned because there were also pink carnations in, you know, among the choices. And she said she only has a single source on the fact that he did buy roses and not carnations, because that could be a huge faux pas.
I just looked it up. Pink roses mean gratitude. He's thankful for her. 628 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else, we'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
All right. In the day after a shooting, of course, you're going to have so many reactions to it about what's next. And here in Washington, of course, everything turned to policy. We'll get all of the policy reactions, including from the media. And I sat down with Senator Mike Lee yesterday. Give you his reaction as well. Coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Wednesday's high school shooting rampage in Florida has reignited the gun control debate.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says everything's on the table regarding gun control laws.
I am furious. This has got to stop. We cannot have violence in our schools.
But Rich Lowry with the National Review says tighter gun laws may not prevent incidents like this.
What you call common sense gun legislation are minor matters that do not, in most cases, interact with these shootings.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
An 18-year-old student at Clarksburg High School is facing charges for allegedly bringing a gun to school yesterday. Alwyn Chen of Germantown was arrested after a school resource officer recovered a gun. Security was stepped up yesterday at Fairfax County Schools, not because of any particular threat, officials say, but mostly to calm the community's fears. Authorities say increased security is a common response to school shootings or other threats elsewhere. Service on Metro's Green Line is reduced this morning thanks to some emergency repair work. They're single tracking from U Street to Georgia Avenue Petworth. Montgomery County Police are investigating the deaths of two people whose bodies were found inside a car with the motor running last night in Burtonsville. The man and woman were discovered by a resident out for a walk. Five people were taken to a hospital last night after a couple of dozen people ended up stuck in an elevator at a hotel in Washington. D.C. firefighters had to rescue those 26 people from a service elevator at the Marriott Marquis Hotel downtown. Those who were taken to the hospital had complained of feeling ill effects after being stuck. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,200, the Nasdaq at 7,256. Sports sponsored by MGM National Harbor. The Caps get a 5-2 win over Minnesota. College basketball, the Maryland women suffer their first loss in 8 games. And skier Michaela Schifrin finishes 4th in the women's slalom event in Pyeongchang.
Was better. My mentality was much better, and I wasn't so caught up in the nerves on the second run. But, I mean, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough risk.
Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Play Cold Hard Cash at MGM National Harbor for your chance to win $100,000 in cash now through March 2nd. Daily play, daily wins. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It feels like it was smooth sailing to retirement, but when the market moved on us, when it kind of just shifted underneath our feet right there in the first 10 days of February, it was a little bit humbling. And it felt like, well, maybe it was just a reminder of maybe the road won't be so smooth to get to the finish line.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. TMS.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have six seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, and a heads up for all Metro Rail riders. Green Line trains single tracking through the morning rush hour, at least as they do emergency track repairs, according to crews. Green Line trains between U Street and George Avenue, Petworth, single tracking. Expect delays. Expect those platforms to get extra crowded as well for the wait for the trains. Now, out to the roads we go. We do have the rain and drizzle, but in our favor, the Friday light, so we have a little bit lighter than normal coming in from the west on 66. I'd see it bunched up just briefly in Manassas, in Centerville, and right now as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. If anything reported is coming off the Greenway or the toll road, so that checks out pretty great. Edsel Road, we do have a crash in the intersection of Edsel Road and Backlick Road. Watch for police to direct you through there. So far, so good across the Legion Bridge each direction, top side of the Beltway, starting to fill in right as you merge off of 95 and around to George Avenue. So one area we do have the delays for sure. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, we're backing near 210. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Falling temperatures today. Our highs will occur this morning. Most of us in the mid to upper 60s, falling to near 50 later. Still occasional rain around. Start tapering off later today and tonight. The cold front goes through. The winds go around to the northwest, 30 degrees. Tomorrow only in the upper 30s. It looks like late day rain, maybe some mixed precipitation with a chance of snow west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Herndon, 60 in Silver Spring, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Joining us at 7:05. It was Ron Hosko. He's a former FBI agent. At 7:35, it's our correspondent in South Korea, Steve Costa. Bob's Talk Olympics. And at 8:05, Gary Aldridge, also a former FBI agent, will be here. Both Ron and Gary will discuss the FBI's role in the Florida shooting. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Well, the reactions to the Parkland, Florida shooting have been fast and furious. In the minutes after the shooting had even occurred, there were people who were calling for gun control officials all over the place. You remember I mentioned yesterday morning that there was a number that was going around saying that claiming that there was already had been 18 school shootings in 2018. That number is false. It was presented by Every Town for Gun Safety, the Mike Bloomberg group, and includes a bunch of incidents that are not school shootings at all. But still, the number regularly cited by literally everywhere. Now, a couple places fact-checked this. We did it yesterday morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Additionally, the Daily Caller, where I work, also did that fact-check of this. But I was interested to see that the Washington Post came out and did it as well, despite the fact that one of its own writers used that very number. Listen to the headline. No, there haven't been 18 school shootings in 2018. That number is flat wrong. Well, that's declaratory. In fact, the Washington Post went out of its way to mention a whole bunch of people who've used it incorrectly since the Parkland shooting. Senator Bernie Sanders included the claim in a tweet that got more than 45,000 likes by Thursday evening. Jeff Greenfield is a political analyst. He did the same and had over 126,000. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio put it out. Performers Cher, Alexander William, also actors Misha Collins and Albert Brooks. News organizations, here's the list. And see if I leave anybody out that you've ever heard of. MSNBC, ABC News, NBC News, CBS News, Time, MSN, the BBC, the New York Daily News, Huffington Post, the Washington Post, and the New York Times all cited the 18 number, 18 shootings, which the Washington Post now says is not true. It's amazing. And the truth is you don't have to overinflate school shootings in order to make them as dangerous, to make it clear that they're a bad thing for America. We shouldn't have school shootings, and we should figure out why we have them and get to the bottom of it. But there's a push in the midst of all of this to use this as a pretext for gun control, and as a result, to overinflate the impact wherever possible, to dramatize it beyond what is already a very tough situation here. So it's encouraging to see the Washington Post write that headline and to actually dig into the facts there.
Yeah, but the problem is, this is what the state-owned propagandists do to push an agenda, is the accusation is always in huge bold print on the front page, and the oops, we're sorry is always a week or so or a couple days later, in this case, literally, what 2 days later, a day later, so quickly, but also not on the front page in big bold letters. They're further in where they know fewer people will see it.
Excellent point. Yeah, that's right. What do they say? A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth can get its pants on?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. And meanwhile, the DNC fundraising off of all of this, fundraising off of the Florida shooting. Normally, when there's a shooting like this and political organizations send out mailers, they try and avoid including fundraising links. Not true with the DNC. The DNC on Thursday sent out an email signed by DNC Chair Tom Perez asking supporters to sign their petition. Anyone who signs the petition calling on Congress for gun control will take you to a page, a donation page, where they ask for your money to help Democrats take on the gun lobby. So that's ghoulish, raising money off of this.
You know, I have to tell you, this doesn't sound to me like this is the first time they've done that.
No, it's not. It's not the first time, but it's the latest time. Meanwhile, I talked to Senator Mike Lee yesterday about everything that went down here, and he mentioned the idea of creating new laws. Listen.
Whenever someone violates the law, the first instinct shouldn't necessarily be to say we need more laws. Someone has violated a whole lot of laws by the time it reaches something like this. Let's figure out what's wrong. If we need more laws, we can consider that at the moment. But I've never been a believer in any area that the violation of a law in one area means that we need a new law covering that same subject matter.
And then I asked him why the instinct to constantly turn to the government. People think that they want to turn to this powerful organization to fix all of their problems.
Many of the most serious problems that we have relate to other things that require an even more powerful source for help. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at the breakdown of family structure, when you look at the fact that we have adopted a culture that sadly accepts and in some cases embraces violence far too quickly, we're not going to be able to legislate those things immediately. And in part because of that, maybe people are more reluctant to turn in that direction.
Hmm. Yeah, a culture that embraces violence far too quickly. He basically, look, there are a lot of problems that this is not to be addressed by the government. There are cultural things we've got to handle first.
Right, and I agree with him. How many times do we point to Hollywood and say that this, you know, when they make the video, they'll do a PSA, you know, the liberal elites in Hollywood will make a PSA decrying gun violence, but they're more than happy to make money off of films and shows that glorify gun violence. So stop being hypocrites.
We've got a couple of former FBI officials with us this morning, 7:05 Ron Hosko, and then at 8:05 Gary Aldrich. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more, 6:43 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
I was doing a flip-flop out of Dallas when my wife called about an eviction notice for being behind on a home equity loan we never took out.
I'm Lisa, a client services agent at Home Title Lock, and this truck driver was the victim of title fraud, one of the fastest-growing crimes.
9 months and 20 grand in legal fees to get my home back. You dang well bet I have Home Title Lock now.
If you own a home or property, you need Home Title Lock. Everything an identity thief needs to steal your title is online. He forges a few documents, removes your name, and borrows on your home. Next thing you know, you're in debt and getting evicted. Identity theft programs and homeowners insurance don't protect you. We do. For just pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a digital wall around your home's title.
Sign up for a free scan of the dark web to see if your home's title has already been tampered with. This $60 value is yours free. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code PROTECT. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code PROTECT.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get around the Beltway. Virginia, pretty easy once you get through a little bit of volume in Annandale. Then you're good. 66, the American Legion Bridge, over across the Legion Bridge, each direction wide open. Now, we do have top side of the Beltway delays, leaving College Park and around into Silver Spring. Stop and go to the Wilson Bridge before you get to 210. But otherwise, in good shape, even with the rain and drizzle, doing all right this morning. 270 through Urbana and Hyatt. Town, the volume, and that's what I have continuing for you as well into Gaithersburg and briefly in Rockville. On the inner loop of the Beltway exit ramp to George Avenue, if you heard me talk about that crash, that had all been contained to the shoulder, did not cause any of those inner loop delays. Edsel Road, Backlick Road for the crash in Virginia. Metro Rail, they're single tracking the Green Line trains through the morning rush hour, and that's due to emergency track work, so I want you to be prepared for delays. Single tracking between U Street and George Avenue, Petworth. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, pick up the Mail Weather Channel Forecast.
Days of rain in this morning. More rain coming as we head on through today. Falling temperatures to near 50 degrees this afternoon with a gusty southwest breeze this morning. Turning around to the northwest, ushering in colder air later today and especially overnight tonight. Tonight will fall near 30, breezy. Tomorrow only in the upper 30s with late day rain, maybe some mixed precipitation. So there could be some snow in there, especially west and north where there could be some accumulation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 62 degrees in the nation's capital, 647 on WMAL.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
All right, more on the reactions yesterday to the shooting in Parkland, Florida. It killed 17 yesterday. The assailant being brought into court and being charged here with those 17 murders. Got to see him for the first time there as he was presented in court. Also, there were a lot of reactions to this. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican, had the following to say about the politics in the wake of this.
I hope people pay a political price by doing nothing. That is not an option. This is a real problem. You can't listen to the interview you did with Haley and not have your heart drop to the floor and think, you know, come on. We got to be able to do something. A lot's going to happen locally, but Congress has a role as well.
But what is that role precisely, right, Congressman? I'm open to good ideas, but what is that role? Is the suggestion that you take away law-abiding citizens' guns in order to stop lawbreakers from killing people with them?
Well, that's the argument, and I can see where you get into that echo chamber and people say, yes, that's what we need to do because the gun is what killed people, and you don't need guns. We don't need these things. People don't need these. We have police departments. We don't need these. We don't need guns. But when you think about it in another way, go, okay, so Group A is victimized by Group B. Why would you then prevent Group A from defending themselves from Group B?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Let's punish Group A.
Let's punish Group A for being victims.
Megyn Kelly, remember her? She had this to say about the NRA yesterday.
And then there are other guns. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. No gun reforms are getting through. They're not. And most of the ones that will be proposed in the wake of this shooting will be utterly meaningless and wouldn't have even arguably prevented this killing. The NRA is too powerful. Our politicians are too weak. And the guns are too ubiquitous. Guess how many guns there are in America, do you know? Over 300 million.
Utterly meaningless and wouldn't have prevented this killing. Well, by the way, that's true in the case of most of the gun-grabbing legislation that we're talking about.
If there are 3 million guns in this country and that's too many, wouldn't we have a much higher crime rate if guns were the problem?
650 on WMIL.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate. And now your host, Frank Prindle.
It's a real estate myth that your home must be perfect in order to sell. The reality is there is a price and a buyer for every home, and if you are hoping to sell your property as is, then it all comes down to choosing an agent that has the knowledge and experience to market it properly. Consider this. Why would you invest in repair costs in hopes of securing a higher price based on your personal taste? A well-priced and marketed as-is home will deliver motivated buyers who can then afford renovations to create their own dream home. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and my guarantee is this. If I can't sell your home regardless of the condition, then I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right.
Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you. We work until midnight,
7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:53, time to check on that money with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Enninger.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. It was 2 weeks ago today the big sell-off started. The S&P is on pace for its best week in 5 years now. What a recovery. The Dow is coming off a 300-point rise from yesterday. It's indicated to open about 85 points higher this morning. Markets are all higher in Europe. Some Asian markets are closed for the Chinese New Year. Markets closed higher, though, in Japan overnight. Crude oil is back up nearly 1%. Companies are buying back their own stock at a record pace since the Trump tax bill freed them up to bring money back from overseas that was sitting over there to avoid taxes. Tractor maker Deere just out with a quarterly earnings report. It beat Wall Street forecasts. Fanatics says it can't keep the Nike Team USA Olympic jacket in stock after snowboarders Chloe Kim and Shaun White won gold wearing them while competing. They're $300 and selling out. Disney Marvel's Black Panther is in theaters, expected to be the first blockbuster of the year, giving the movie industry a boost. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. You pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company, the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
Six 55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Here we go, Virginia, around the Beltway, Annandale. That's the heaviest stretch. Once you get past 236, then you're wide open past 66, the Legion Bridge. Love to see that. George Washington Parkway, you catch a break this morning each direction out through McLean, near the overlooks and down to the bridges. Southeast Southwest Freeway, a little bit of volume. Just come off of the 11th Street Bridge, but really that's about it. I haven't been reported there. Normal top side of the Beltway delays merging off of 95 Maryland and around toward Georgia Avenue. Little stop and go on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway first into Jessup and then passing the Laurel interchanges coming southbound 270 Urbana and Hyattstown slow. And again, a reminder, if you didn't hear Metro Rail, they're going to be single tracking through the morning rush hour. Green line trains between U Street and Georgia Avenue Petworth due to emergency track work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rainy Friday, heavy rainfall slowing some of us down this morning. We'll continue to head on through the day with most of us getting pretty good soaking of rain, falling temperatures. Highs for the day will occur this morning near 50 this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze. Colder night tonight. Some late day rain, maybe some snow tomorrow. I'm Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 62 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Show.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show opens for 3 days only this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Find jewelry, loose gems, beads, fashion accessories, and more.
Selection, quality, and incredible prices. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday sparkles at the Dulles Expo Center.
Hey, do you remember a guy named Mitt Romney? Remember that guy, Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Well, he has been teasing us with an announcement. Remember, he was going to make an announcement on the on Valentine's Day, on the 14th. And unfortunately, we had that tragic incident, that shooting in Florida. And out of respect for that, Mitt Romney did not make his announcement. Well, now he is supposed to make his announcement now on Friday. Now, no one knows officially what he's going to announce. He's going to make that announcement today.
There have been a lot of announcements about this announcement.
Exactly. There's a lot. So now today is the long-awaited day for the announcement. And what he is expected to announce is that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate seat in Utah. He's going to make that announcement today. So it's not really a surprise. I have to say it's somewhat of an anticlimactic announcement. And listen, Mitt Romney on name recognition alone, and they love him in Utah. He is most likely going to win this campaign. I would assume this is going to be a very easy thing for him to do and smart on his part because he knows that he's got the name recognition. He knows they love him in Utah, so he knows that he's probably going to win this.
I think it was the chairman of the GOP in Utah had mentioned, I guess now jokingly they're saying, but that Romney's a carpetbagger. I mean, he's the governor of Massachusetts running for Senate in Utah. I mean, he clearly has deep connections in the state, especially to the Mormon population there.
Right.
But it is kind of amusing in some way, interesting that, you know, we pick on people like Hillary Clinton moving to New York to run for Senate. And then you've got a situation where Mitt Romney's already been the governor of Massachusetts. And now he thinks that he can be the senator from Utah, which appears like it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, and he's running for he's looking to replace Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch announced his retirement earlier this year, and he'd been in the Senate more than 40 years, so it was time for Orrin Hatch to retire. And you're right, he's from Massachusetts, but it's like when Hillary Clinton went and decided to become a senator from New York. She, totally carpetbagging, you know, but name recognition, and she's smart. She went to a part of the country where they love her, and of course, she was elected.
So a smart move on his part. You've got to hand it to him for doing it. And you're right, the Mormon connection, I think, is huge for him in Utah, obviously.
The trick now is, what kind of senator will he be? This is weird. You usually have a situation where you can kind of say, like, oh, the guy's going to be the next senator. He's probably going to be the next senator. Is he going to be a big old pain in the rear end for Donald Trump?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because it was the Utah Republican Party chair, Rob Anderson, that told the Salt Lake Tribune earlier just this week about who called him a carpetbagger and talked about keeping candidates out of Utah that don't live here. And he has since walked those comments back and apologized. So that's a great question. What kind of senator is he going to wind up being? That's a question that we're going to see.
Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Hey, we're going to be joined by our correspondent in South Korea, Steve Kostenbaum, will be joining us, and also former FBI agent Ron Hosko coming up.
Could they have prevented the shooting? 7 o'clock now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Brian Scarf. Nicholas Cruz is facing charges this morning of premeditated murder for the Wednesday high school shootings in Parkland, Florida.
He is someone that his public defender described as having a lifelong history with mental illness, that this was a kid who didn't have a lot of breaks, and a kid who struggled through school, a kid who fell through every single crack.
Correspondent Kyung Law, thousands came to a candlelight vigil last night to remember the shooting victims. Meanwhile, the age of the accused shooter has revived a debate over age requirements for gun purchases.
Florida may now be one of the states that revisit their laws allowing an 18-year-old to buy a semi-automatic rifle, but not a handgun or a beer.
We have to.
Republican Governor Rick Scott responding to a police report showing 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz legally bought the semi-automatic weapon used to kill 17 people just months after his 18th birthday.
And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this never happens again.
Governor Scott says now everything's on the table when considering tightening gun control laws in his state. That's farther than the governor's past rhetoric on gun control. I'm Scott Carr.
The investigation, meanwhile, continues after a teenager brought a gun to a Montgomery County high school.
It happened at Clarksburg High School around 2 Thursday afternoon. A school resource officer arrested a student for having a loaded handgun on the grounds. Montgomery County Police Captain Paul Stark says that student is being charged.
He faces charges relating to possession of a firearm and possession of a firearm on school property.
A letter from the school principal says in part, quote, "This illegal and dangerous behavior will not be tolerated in our school community. Weapons of any type are not permitted on or near school property. Any student caught with a weapon will be referred to law enforcement and punished accordingly." Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County school authorities stepped up security yesterday in the wake of the Florida shootings, largely, they say, to help ease worries in the community. A Fairfax County police spokesperson says officers were ordered to patrol closer to schools. That's a common response to school shootings elsewhere. Service on Metro's Green Line is sharply reduced this morning because of some emergency track repair. Metro is single tracking between U Street and Georgia Avenue, Petworth. That means less frequent service all along the Green Line this morning. Immigration talks have stalled in the Senate. Lawmakers wrapped up yesterday without passing a single amendment to protect so-called Dreamers or secure funding for President Trump's border wall.
The real question now is, what actually does happen next? Obviously, 690,000 people were enrolled in the Deferred Action Program. Another million or so were eligible for that program. Will they be deported? Is there any answer? The question doesn't really have an answer right now. And I think that's what's frustrating to a lot of lawmakers. That's what's frustrating to a lot of staffers. And obviously, that's what's frustrating and very concerning to the people's lives that this really does impact.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A new report shows data centers are doing nothing but good for Northern Virginia, although some local lawmakers might disagree. The report from the Northern Virginia Technology Council says the impact of data centers has been positive. NVTC's Josh Levy.
For every dollar in services the counties have to spend to accommodate the data centers in their employees, they're bringing in $8 in benefit and revenue.
But Prince William County Supervisor Pete Cantlin said at a recent meeting that the data centers aren't creating enough jobs for the tax incentives they're giving.
Way too much of a good thing at some point can turn into something that's not so good.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,200. The Nasdaq at 7,256. Sports, the Caps get a win in Minnesota. College basketball, the Maryland women lose at home. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Bray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24-cubic foot GE French door refrigerator just $18.99, and pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top-load